Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 25th of April, recording at 9:01 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights on what's a really interesting day in here. In stock markets, the Asian markets were mostly quietly firm. Japan is an exception that's been underperforming and was down 1.24% on the Nikkei here today. European stock markets have been rallying today and got a boost from Wall Street, a second wind from Wall Street this afternoon. And really, they should open quite strong tomorrow because the big part of Wall Street's gains have occurred since the European markets were closed. And as I speak, the Dow is up 133 points. It has been up 150, but solid gains here with the S&P and the NASDAQ composite up nearly 1%. Again, the Dow move is just over 1%. So a very, very strong performance. And that's taken the Dow above 13,000, which may be a little bit of a tonic psychologically. Now, in government bonds, not surprisingly, against background of the strength, we see some easing, but it's not that much easing, only slightly easier. And the US dollar and the yen, well, they're soft in here today, but it's a quiet day in currencies. Precious metals are a little bit firmer in here today. Gold is, it's been a quiet day overall, but they had those that big sell-off, so in a way it's a little bit disappointing for the bulls in here. But gold is at 685, that's bullion. And among the metals, copper is quite steady in here today, up 5. And that's the U.S. copper. A bit of drama in the grains and beans. We saw wheat and corn go limit up at one stage. Wheat closed with strong gains. Corn gave up some of that move. There's some pretty dodgy weather in the Midwest, stormy weather. Lots and lots of rain, which has worried people because it's delaying plantings. So that's a strong move. Okay, what's going on here? Well, this is a good performance by the European and North American stock markets in particular here today. And that shows that, or suggests that, the bit of sideways trading, a little bit of loss of momentum that we had seen over the previous week to 10 days is probably a consolidation. And I would expect some upside breakouts, as I say, by the European markets tomorrow. And actually, Italy did that today. I think that was the only one to break up out of its range. But firm tone, still a firm tone here overall. As far as government bonds are concerned, this is not an attractive area, as you know, in my view, in terms of investment potential. But government bonds are very much the canary in the coal mine that I want to watch extremely closely. And as long as those yields aren't surging, then I'm not too worried. Industrial metals remain generally firm. Oil is strong. Here, 65.81, but that's not bothering stock markets here today, perhaps because oil is doing so much ranging. But gasoline, again, very strong, up $7 in here today it's 2.28 on the, that's the spot contract. So very firm prices there. I think that's a new recovery high. And again, the food prices, I've been saying that they were coming down, which of course they were, otherwise I wouldn't have said that. But I've been not saying that they needed some adverse weather conditions here to firm prices up. And I had been saying that while they were soft, that some of the concerns over food inflation would abate, but that global stockpiles are so low that any problems in terms of, or any fears really, in terms of the crop cycle, and these markets would be prone to some spikes. So I do feel that there is commodity inflation out there and developing. It's really just a matter of how soon this becomes a major concern. And we're not quite there yet, but it's not far beneath the surface. And certainly, well, gosh, if you think back over a number of years to the number of deflation versus inflation debates, and so many people were coming down on the side of deflation before inflation, that has not been the fuller money view. The fuller money view has been the opposite, that central banks were sowing the seeds of a next secular inflationary cycle in the late 1990s and earlier this decade. And that we are now seeing the emergence of this slowly developing inflation cycle. But it's clearly not a crisis for stock markets in here today. They still have some momentum going for them. And I, again, as I've already said, I expect some strong performances tomorrow. All the best to all of you.